Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. I apologize. It looks like asthma is raising heart attack risk. So for those of you fighting asthma, that's just another, you know, piece on the big pile of crap you guys have to deal with day in and day out, having asthma. So we'll talk about why now you need to watch for heart risk. Then we have young children more and more drinking energy drinks. Why? Unfortunately, they say young children and energy drinks are a very, very dangerous combination. We're even seeing kids under the age of 6 consuming them. We'll talk about how heart attacks, depending on the type they are, could be deadlier than others. Which heart attacks are more deadly at the hospital versus not? And then what's going on with Bill Cosby? And now these allegations coming back, more and more people surfacing saying, yes, I was raped by Bill Cosby. I met Bill Cosby. I was actually running track at the time. He was, this was like about 20 years ago. Really, really nice man. Never hit on me, you know. And I'm not saying that's why I think he's innocent, because I'm not. I'm not here to judge. I'm not a jury, whatever. But what's going on? What, you know, so we're going to keep you posted on that. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. This was a very interesting study that has come out saying there are huge variations across the United States on what it costs to typically feed an American family. All right, and it was very, very interesting. They say in Idaho, if you have a grocery cart of 2 pounds of chicken, some apples, potatoes, 2 pints of milk, you could feed a family for $9.33. But if you buy those same items in, let's say, Virginia, you're going to be spending to feed the family $27.48. So this was very, very interesting here, okay? So I'm looking at this map. Let me see who gets credit for this. They were compiled and illustrated by dietsandreview.com, and it was being compiled from cost of living figures at a data site called numbeo.com. Virginia topped the list, even more than Alaska. I guess Alaska, a basket of groceries that would feed a family for a meal, not a basket of groceries. Many of us spend a couple hundred dollars at the grocery store. But in terms of if you were running to grab dinner from a grocery store, in Alaska, you could do it for $18.38. South Carolina, $24.11. North Carolina was half that, $12.65. California, you could do it for $11.73. Maybe that's because people in California a lot of times are vegan. So you just have to make sure you have a lot of sprouts and vegetables and all that. And those don't seem to be as expensive when you just kind of, you know, get the ones that aren't in the trays. So it was very, very interesting. I was kind of surprised at how inexpensive it was. I'm looking at Nevada, where I live, $13.77. Utah, $10.10. You know, are groceries the cheapest in Idaho? Is that the case? Are groceries the costliest in Virginia? Why such a discrepancy? Why 3 times more? Why are groceries 3 times more in Virginia? That doesn't make any sense. Okay? I mean, you would think you could look at Foster Farm Chicken, you could look at Bumblebee Tuna, you could look at the brands, and usually the brands are supposed to be selling at similar costs throughout. I mean, I was in Hawaii last summer, and I decided to take a look at the grocery store because, again, what you do whenever you go to Hawaii to save money is you hit the Costco as soon as you land, or you go to the grocery store and you buy your food at the grocery store and cook it because it's a hell of a lot cheaper than eating out. Although now just eating out wherever you go is expensive. So anyway, and I'm at the grocery store and I noticed the prices at the grocery store weren't that much more than what I'd pay in Las Vegas. So I was surprised because you think Hawaii would be a lot more. But, you know, what I find, my husband, you know, he said, look, I'm going to go get dinner. So he went to the grocery store. He bought a couple steaks. He bought some cauliflower. He bought some potatoes. $30, $40 easy. Now, when buying groceries starts to become costlier than eating out, we're going to see more and more people eat out, but it's very interesting. All right. One time he went to get some fast food. Okay. Not that I'm a huge fan of fast food, but we were in a hurry. He didn't get out of that fast food place for under $30. Well, the sandwiches are six, tax, a drink. It's getting expensive. Now, you know, as we're going to start seeing inflation, and I'm not an economist, but I think many of us are predicting, with the way the economy has been, luckily gas prices are down. That was a definite plus. What do we do for the average family that can't afford an average $15 for groceries, which is now for a meal? $15 for a meal. Okay, per family. Now, family has three meals a day. You're looking at $50 a day to feed the family. Now, breakfast hopefully is, I don't know, some, you know, egg whites, maybe cereal, oatmeal. You should probably be able to get away with breakfast for cheap. Don't go to a breakfast place, though, for food. Breakfast place, you know, like on Sunday every now and then, we're like, yeah, let's go out for breakfast. Oh, my gosh. Breakfast is expensive. Spending as much on breakfast as dinner. But anyway, so maybe you don't have to necessarily spend $15 for breakfast, but I think the average family spends close to $50 a day on food for a family of four to five, etc. Okay, and that is just a very generous or very conservative amount. Okay? You go through groceries, you buy a lot of groceries, not everybody eats the groceries, etc. How does somebody pay for $50? 50 times 30 is what? $1,500 a month for food. It's getting expensive, guys. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay. Garrett writes, Doctor, my wife and I together. This is an older email. I got this email a while back, but it's very pertinent for what we're talking about now. My wife and I spend over $150 a month on medications. Here are just some of the names on our list. Actos, Glyburide, Metformin, Diavan, Crestor, Sertraline, Oxycodone, Valium, Trazodone, I'm sorry. Any suggestions on how to save money on medications? Very very interesting because this is something that a lot of my patients come in with. They're on four different blood pressure medications: Atenolol, hydrochlorothiazide, lisinopril. It's what is going on here? Zetia, Zocor. Okay, so it's very easy for just one of you guys to be spending $100 a month. Okay, now both you and your wife have the same diseases. Okay, so just on the outset, I already see three diabetic medications. If you really, really need to save money, and your diabetes isn't in control, because I have a lot of patients now that don't have health insurance. Since they can't afford what's on the Obamacare website, we have a lot of people that don't have health insurance. So, unfortunately, I've had to tell my patients, look, you're on three diabetic medications, your glyburide, your metformin. That comes generic, but when it comes to, like, Actos, that isn't. Januvia is on the list also. Januvia, too? Byetta. I mean, these things are expensive. Okay, so you could be looking at, for the family, five different diabetic medications. All right, if somebody's on three diabetic medications and they still aren't in control, we may have to think about insulin. And insulin would be cheaper. Now, I'm not saying I want diabetics to go on insulin instead of taking the pill. Insulin could cause weight gain. You know, insulin's a lot more difficult to take. But that may be able to save you money. Now let's look at the cholesterol. One of you's on Crestor, one of you's on Zetia, Simvastatin. Okay, you know, now with cholesterol medication, a lot of times with cholesterol medications, we could get away with giving you the higher dose and then having you crack it in half. Okay? As long as the cholesterol medicine, it's not as imperative like blood pressure medicine to be on the exact 100% dosage that day. So if you are on a cholesterol medication and you are on average getting a certain amount every day, that could work. So for the cholesterol medication, one thing you could do to save money, have the higher dose written, cut in half. Crestor is not a generic, even though Crestor is one of my favorite pharmaceuticals out there. If that's expensive, may have to switch it to a generic form. Zetia doesn't come generic, so you're going to be stuck. You're going to have to either take the Zetia, call the pharmaceutical company. Sometimes the pharmaceutical company can give samples or patient vouchers or say, look, your copay is no more than $10 or $20, okay? Sertraline. Sertraline, a lot of you guys are on. Paroxetine, fluoxetine, these are in the quote-unquote antidepressant family, but many of you don't use them for depression. You use them to increase your serotonin. We've talked about these medications. These medications help up your serotonin. You're able to sleep better. You're able to, not have as many, sometimes it even helps with blood pressure. I'm seeing my patients' blood pressure go down. So it's a medication that does a lot. With the sertraline, though, the one thing I have found, and I apologize, I had some broccoli again today, so I got some broccoli in my teeth. Hold on, I've got to move the broccoli. One thing I found with sertraline is some of you guys are on that medication every single day, and maybe you are on just a little bit too high a dose than what you need. So, for example, some of you guys may be on 100 milligrams every day, but on two of the days a week, you could actually get by with 50 milligrams. So you see, that saves you an extra pill a month. I'm not saying cut back on your medicine indiscriminately, but the medicine comes 25 milligrams, 50 milligrams, 100 milligrams. What if your average is really 75 a day, but you're taking the 100 because the 50 didn't work? Or when you did 1.5, that didn't work. Sometimes I notice dosing the medication where you are overall on a higher dose, but every now and then on a half pill, all right, that allows you to save a little money. You're still getting the amount of serotonin that you need, but you need to figure out exactly how much you need. I have some people where they only need to take their Lexpro or their sertraline, excuse me, I got hiccups, just a couple times a week. They go, you know what, I take a pill twice a week, that's all I need, I don't need it every day. So you can maybe figure out what you need every day versus not. Now, that being said, we have another issue. I see oxycodone, I see Valium, I see trazodone. Okay, so we're looking at medications to help you sleep, to relax you, anxiety, pain medication. Some of the sertraline sisters or brothers... Excuse me, boy, I got hiccups. I apologize. I hate having hiccups on air. Some of the, like Cymbalta, for example. Cymbalta helps with sleep. and helps the pain. Okay? Well, a lot of them help with sleep. So maybe there's a chance that you could be on something that does both. All right? But if you're on oxycodone multiple times a day, you're on a high-dose sertraline, you're on the Valium, you're on the trazodone, I would suggest you find somebody that can help you detox a little bit. All right? And a lot of you guys are on that regimen. Or you're on a muscle relaxant, you're on a pain pill, you're on a benzodiazepine, you're on, you know, it's a lot, and it's overwhelming. All right? And maybe you could be on less. So, in a nutshell, what could you do to bring your monthly cost prescription down? Okay, if you're on 4 blood pressure medicines, find out there's a way you could do a combo, or you need to switch things around. Keep in mind, some blood pressure medicines will poop out. Some of you guys that have been on Captopril for 25 years, maybe you could switch to a different brand. It could be a little stronger and help you get off a couple of the medicines that you're on. So that's one thing you could do. Same thing with diabetes. If you're on multiple diabetic medications and you're still not in control, you may want to consider some of the newer brands, or you may want to consider switching over to insulin, right? A lot of your antidepressants or your pain pills are overkill. You're taking more than you really, really need. Maybe you could start saving up, okay? And you know what? And I hope that helps. It's tough, but, you know, I see some of these medications that you guys are on, and I don't know how you walk into my office. I'm like, who is giving you all of these? It's pretty scary stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, young children and energy pills, energy drinks, very, very dangerous. Scientists have been looking into potential health risks associated with energy drinks for kids for a while now. A lot of times it looks like high caffeinated sodas and teens, but now we're looking at energy drinks and young children. They found that 40% of reports to poison control centers in a 3-year period involved children under the age of 6 going in and drinking mommy and daddy's energy drink. This is according to Dr. Stephen Lipschultz, pediatrician and chief at Children's Hospital of Michigan. They say half of the calls to the National Poison Control Data System for caffeinated energy drinks related to unintentional exposure. The kids aren't drinking it from the local market. They're going in and they're seeing, you know, the Red Bull container. It's brilliant. The Red Bull container, it's very small, chic, sexy, easy to hold, all right? Something like that attracts the kids. Remember when Coca-Cola had the smaller, some of them still, the little smaller cans of the Coca-Cola, all right? That's attractive to kids. It's attractive to people. They're smaller, not the price, but it's attractive because they're smaller. Kids think it's for them, all right? You know, now, again, why is there a danger? Well, there's danger because kids aren't supposed to be drinking that much caffeine. Especially if it's a cold drink, they're going to be pounding it. And what can high caffeine do in high doses? Caffeine can cause heart arrhythmias. For the study, Lipschultz and his colleagues analyzed data from the American Association of Poison Control Centers National Poison Data System. They looked for information concerning calls. They looked at data over the last few years, etc. And they noted that this consumption of energy drinks is definitely a growing problem. Now, other things, too, is kids mimic their parents. Okay? If you're always drinking a beer, the kids are going to want to drink the beer. Duh. Right? I mean, you know, so if the kids always see daddy or mommy with that drink, so here they are eating their, they're eating their, I don't know, Fruit Loops or whatever you're giving them, and you're sitting there pounding an energy drink, the kids will want to copy you. They do. I remember wanting to copy my dad and pee standing up. I didn't like my mom very much at the time. I wanted to be more like my dad, so I tried to pee standing up, and I peed all over myself. All right? We try to emulate our parents. Don't go away. We'll be right back. I know that was last week. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So people who suffer from asthma and have to take medication every day to control the asthma, so we're talking true asthmatics, not the ones where, nah, I just need to have an inhaler nearby and I never seem to use it. We're talking about people who are on daily medication for their asthma, have an increased risk of heart attack. We have a second study confirming that active asthma also increases your heart risk. According to Dr. Young June, a pediatrics professor at Mayo Clinic, says people with asthma should make an effort to optimally control their asthma symptoms, because proper asthma control not only improves asthma symptoms, but quality of life and reduces risk of heart attack. We knew that. Anyway, they studied 543 heart attack patients, comparing them with 543 people who didn't have a heart attack. After they took out the factors like obesity and high blood pressure and smoking and diabetes and high cholesterol, which are risk factors for heart disease, we've talked about that, they found that patients with active asthma had a 77.0% higher risk of heart attack than those without asthma. But if you had inactive asthma, you know, once in a blue moon you need to take a hit on your inhaler, that was not increased risk with heart attack. They say people with asthma, their caregivers need to take symptoms for heart attack, like chest pain or discomfort, seriously. Okay, now we have a second study. We'll talk about the first one. But in the second study, all right, Dr. Matt Tattersall, an assistant professor of medicine in the cardiology division at University of Wisconsin-Madison School of Medicine and Public Health, found that people with asthma who take daily medications were 60% more likely to have a heart attack or stroke compared to those that didn't have asthma. For the study, researchers looked at 6,800 people, and they looked at them for 10 years. All right, both studies presented Sunday at the American Heart Association annual meeting. You're going to see this week a lot of heart news because of what came out of that meeting. All right, so what's going on here? Okay, well, first and foremost, okay, all right, let's just talk about the symptoms of asthma versus heart disease. Very similar. Chest tight, wheezing, difficulty getting a good breath, okay? Sometimes you could even have chest pain. They're very similar. Remember I told you I had a patient who had been diagnosed by previous doctors for asthma? I decide, just for poops and giggles, to check her heart. She was young, in her 20s, right? Because the asthma looked too good for it to be asthma. Her symptoms just didn't correlate with the spirometry I ran. Ran an EKG. It looked a little bit odd. For poops and giggles, ran a chest x-ray. Heart looked just a little funny on the x-ray. Turned out she had a tumor in her heart. It was never asthma. That's what was giving her quote-unquote asthma symptoms. So I've told you guys many times on this show, okay? Don't walk into the doctor and say, I have bronchitis, I have asthma, I have Barrett's esophagus, unless you were diagnosed with it. But if you just think you have it, okay, go into the doctor and say what you have. All right, I have difficulty breathing. My chest is tight. All right, that makes the doctor look at other things. Your heart attack could still have very similar symptoms to your asthma. Now, some people could say, wait a second, hold the phone, Dr. Dahlia, hold the phone, I'm holding the phone. All right, if you have asthma symptoms, you know asthma. So if anything's different, it's heart. Bull crap. Your heart attack could mimic your asthma symptoms. True. Heart attacks can usually be a little different. Chest pain, chest pressure, radiation to the jaw or the neck or the left arm. But think about it, okay? You're an asthmatic. Your lungs are a little bit vulnerable. When things are dusty, when things are stressful, you trigger an asthmatic attack. Well, what if your heart attack is silent, but your body goes, wait a second here, something's not right, gets anxious about it, puts you into an asthmatic attack? Now, I'm not saying every time you have an asthmatic attack, you need to get your heart checked and you think it's heart attack. But anybody with asthma, and I've said this multiple times on my show before, anybody with asthma must have a heart check, because the symptoms can a lot of times go hand in hand. Okay? Next, maybe heart attack risk or stroke is related to the medications you're taking. A lot of you guys are taking steroids, whether they're oral steroids, inhaled steroids. Some of you guys are taking these beta agonists. Now, beta agonists versus beta blockers, we've talked about this on the show. A beta agonist, the receptor, all right, helps dilate your airways. okay? So you could get more air. Beta blockers, like for the heart, decrease contractility, relax the heart, okay? Whereas a beta agonist may increase your heart contracting. So some of you guys who take Advair or Symbicort or Dulera, great medications for asthma, by the way. I really dig those medications. But a lot of you guys are like, you know what? My heart feels like it's palpitating. Sometimes I just feel like I could feel my heart. Well, that's what those medicines are doing because they're beta agonists. So they can increase your heart rate. They can increase the contractility. Why? Because they're trying to dilate the airways and open up the airways. Now, some of you are like, I don't understand that. Why would the heart contract? Why would things constrict with the heart, but your airway opens up? That doesn't make sense. Why won't they be symbiotic? Well, think about it, okay? When you have to run track, okay, and you're running, what do you need when you are running? Let's say you're running away from a zombie, okay? You need to run. You need your lungs to be able to get as much air as possible and exchange that air quickly. You also need your heart beating faster in order for you to get the blood to where it needs. So both of those have to happen. Your epinephrine stimulates the beta receptors, and that's what happens. A beta blocker like Atenolol, Tenormin, Toprol, Lopressor, Inderol, what these things do is slow down the heart rate so that your blood pressure isn't high. Because, again, we are thinking that you're running away from a zombie. All right? But for your lungs, we like you opening up. So we will help the beta blocker, hence beta agonist. You have an antagonist and an agonist. An antagonist is like the blocker. An agonist helps it happen. It agonizes it. It helps it happen. Okay? All right. So, you have the medications that could be maybe an issue. You have the idea that you have symptoms. And then here's a third possibility. If you have asthma, you have chronic, a lot of times, inflammation. And many of your asthmatic medications fight inflammation. Well, if you are tending towards reacting to inflammation, what other condition happens as a result of inflammation? Heart disease and heart attacks, which is why we tell you to brush your teeth, why we tell you to avoid pollution, etc. So you see how it's all hand in hand? If you are more prone to an inflammatory response and you dramatically respond to inflammation by being an asthmatic, there's a good chance you dramatically respond with your heart as well. And that's why. So those, I think, comprise the three theories. Not that I want you guys to freak out. Now, some people say, well, maybe, you know, people that have asthma are overweight. Maybe that could be something. I mean, I remember my brother gained a lot of weight when he was younger because back then they'd give prednisone. All right? Well, you know, prednisone could make you gain weight. Now, you know, they don't do the oral prednisone as much. But, however, they do the inhaled form of prednisone. So the inhaled form, you could still get some weight gain from that. It's not as bad as orally. So that could be an issue, too. Now, again, they are not saying that asthma causes heart attack, all right? But they're saying when they look at people with heart attacks and people that concomitantly had asthma, they saw a relationship. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Love that was so strong. All right.
guys. What do you get in a kiss? You're going to love this. For those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. What do you get when you kiss somebody? Is it love? Is it affection? Well, you get 80 million bacteria, and that's just only after 10 seconds. New research reveals that the mouth is home to 700 different types of bacteria that can easily be exchanged with each other's mouth through kissing. In addition, people who kissed 9 times a day were more likely to share their little bugs with one another. For the research, Dutch scientists observed the kissing behavior of 21 couples. People get paid for this, you know. The researchers from Netherlands Organization for Applied Scientific Research assessed the kissing habits of the couples, such as how many times they locked lips and how frequent. Then the scientists took bacterial samples from each participant's tongue and saliva before and after the 10-second kiss. So 1, Mississippi 2, Mississippi 3, Mississippi. It's a long kiss. Okay, yeah, my husband and I have been married now for, what, almost 18 years? All right, that kiss sounds longer than, okay, we'll move on. Anyway, a selected couple drank a probiotic drink that contained identifiable mixture of bugs before the kiss. So then they could at least know that the kiss got set to, you know, one to the other. After the kiss, the scientists checked the bacterial sample again and detected the transfer of 80 million bacteria, and all it took was 10 seconds, okay? And then the bacteria changed, but if it changed in the saliva, but if it was on the tongue, it stayed more stable. So they say, if you French kiss, it's a great example of exposure to a gigantic number of bacteria in a short time. So you're going to obviously give more bacteria if you French kiss. Okay? Alright, so further research should look at the properties of the bacteria and the tongue that contribute to its sticking power. I don't think I even want to know. Now, some of you will look at this stuff and go, okay, wait a second, Dr. Dahlia, hold the phone, okay? I love when you guys tell me to hold the phone. And you'll say, and I'm sure I hear you guys out there. I hear you. I know someone saying hold the phone. I know someone is also saying shut off the microphone, but that's not going to happen. Some of you will say, well, wait a second, people have been kissing for years and nobody dies. Right, you know, I mean, you could kiss somebody and be fine. Yeah, of course. Your body's used to that. Your mouth is expecting you to bite into a zebra, you to eat an apple off a tree, you to kiss, right, and nothing happened. How many of us kiss our animals or our dogs? You know, my kitty cat jumped onto the bed, and she snuggled up to me, and so I did a little tiny kissy on her nose, but her nose was cold and I think a little wet. Right? And then she licked me, and then I was like, oh, pew, 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 pew. You know, I got to get out of my mouth. You know, I didn't realize. I just gave her a little kissy. I didn't think, you know, her little nosy would be there. She's so cute. Okay, but I mean, I got that crap on me. And the cats sniff each other's butts, just like dogs do. All right? You know, my husband always say, you know, the dog's mouth is cleaner than humans. That's bull crap. Dogs, our dogs eat our cat poo. I don't let them, but they do it anyway. So you're going to kiss the dog's mouth? Are you kidding me? And then kiss me? So what is remarkable is how our body can fight and control us from getting infected by that. All right. And so we do have an amazing immune system. But next time you decide to let somebody stick their tongue in their mouth, you may want to, think about it. Or think about this study. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We have another Bill Cosby accuser come forward accusing Bill Cosby of sexual assault. Publicist Joan Tarshish wrote an essay for Hollywood Elsewhere on Sunday recounting 2 times that Bill Cosby raped her. All right, in 1969, when she was 19 years old, she says that she was flown to Los Angeles from New York. She was staying with two friends who took her to have lunch with Cosby at a cottage at Universal Studios where he was shooting the Bill Cosby Show. Now, that's kind of odd. I didn't think Bill Cosby Show was in the 1960s. Bill Cosby Show was in the 80s, so I'm not sure. Maybe that was a typo by the article. All right. She says he never drank alcohol, but always topped her Bloody Mary with some beer, and he would call it a red eye. Cosby kept asking her to come back. So one day he asked her to stay after the sitcom shooting so they could work on some material. And the next thing she remembers, she was on his couch while being undressed. Then she goes to write that there was a different incident where she agreed to go to the Westbury Musical Theater with him. She was first taken to his hotel suite when she noticed his leather shaving kit filled with bottles of pills. He made her a red eye, and then I guess she said she felt woozy, went back to the limo, woke up naked, etc. And she said it took her about 20 years to admit this to anyone. I'm wondering if that 1969 number should really be 1989. All right, so she said she was afraid to admit it to anybody over the last 20 years. Now is coming forward. This story follows another person who wrote for the Washington Post, Barbara Bowman, who writes of being a 17-year-old aspiring actress back in the 80s and said, quote unquote, Cosby brainwashed me into viewing him as a father figure and then assaulted me multiple times. She says she was drugged and raped. Now, back in 2006, Bill Cosby settled a civil suit, according to USA Today, with another woman who accused him of sexual assault. She claimed in her filing that 13 more victims were ready to come forward, and one of them back in 2006 was Miss Bowman. Now, apparently, we did have a statement by Bill Cosby's attorney, who, and of course I'm having computer problems, but his attorney basically had said that these decade-old discredited claims coming back, here we go, hold on a second, I'm sorry. All right. Over the past several weeks, decade-old discredited allegations against Bill Cosby have resurfaced. The fact that they are being repeated does not make them true. Mr. Cosby does not intend to dignify these allegations with any comment. He would like to thank all his fans for the outpouring of support and assure them that at age 77, he is doing his best work. There will be no further statement from Mr. Cosby or any of his representatives. Now, you know, we've talked about sexual abuse and sexual assault a lot on the show. You know, question people have is why now? Why is all this coming out now? Why don't people, you know, bring it forward or discuss it years ago? All right, well, if this did happen, and just say in general, a couple things happen when it happens, okay? All right, luckily I was never assaulted to the degree that these women were talking about, but I did have a couple assaults that actually probably more than I remember. But when you're younger, and in that time, okay, even though it was already 80s, 90s, etc., all right, a lot of times we women will think it was kind of our fault. We were really not supposed to be in that position. So if ever I was on a date or in a doctor's office or whatever, I thought, well, it was probably me. I must have done something wrong. Okay? And which is not the thinking we should have. You know, luckily over the last 20, 30 years, we've empowered women to go, no, it's not, you know, your fault. Okay? However, every now and then you hear of a case where somebody was lying naked with somebody in bed and they thought they would just cuddle. And unfortunately it turned to sex. And they're like, okay, well, you know, maybe you can't be lying in bed with somebody naked because, you know, things could happen. Still, it's rape. By definition, it's rape. If you don't want entrance and it happens, that's rape. Okay? But, you know, we ask, you know, women to try to not go to bed naked with people, you know, as a precaution, etc. And then the other thing that happens is you're very embarrassed. Who are you going to tell when it happens? You're embarrassed. And then you think your career is going to be ruined because you're scared of the person that did that. So that's what seems to happen in these cases. But don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Take me down to the little white church. Ever need direction or guidance? Ask the Light. Like to have a quick source of insight and inspiration? Ask the Light. Would you like an easy way to spread kindness in this crazy world? Ask the Light. Ask the Light miracle cards from AskTheLight.com were created in the aftermath of a true miracle. Beautiful underwater photography capturing the dance of water and light are combined with inspirational words to create the 53-card deck of Ask the Light miracle cards in a custom, easy-carry box. Ask the Light miracle cards speak directly to your heart and opens you to everyday miracles. Spread some kindness by giving a card away. It's a great way to connect with people. These cards bring blessings to all that experience them. Experience the many benefits for yourself. Visit AskTheLight.com to enjoy early holiday specials. Buy one deck for $18.50 or two for $30. They make great gifts for friends and family too. Ask the Light miracle cards at AskTheLight.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.